This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bill Clevenger joins us, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, and he is in each and every Monday morning with us. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you have nice and safe plans for this Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, we do, Brian. I think that, you know, last week we've been dealing with our new mitigations. We took a step backwards, so we've had a lot going on around here as far as how we pivot and start doing things a little differently again.
All right, talk to me about the Tier 3 and what that means for the Park District and your activities.
Well, probably the biggest impact for us is at the disc. The change there, locker rooms are closed, indoor activities such as soccer, basketball, any group-type experiences are off right now. So we've pivoted again. Soccer, real creative. They're doing outdoor soccer again as long as the weather permits. And, Nick, you can hold that snow off any time. They're back outside trying to do as much as they can do outdoors. The fitness, no group fitness activity. So Tracy is outdoors with Hype for Hikes and the Hit the Pavement program, all outdoors. We're going to be stacking the picnic tables in the center of the big pavilion so that if people want to go out and use the pavilion, they can move out there and do some walking and at least get outside and, you know, get engaged and just feel good about your park system, feel good about trying to get your fitness activity in on a regular basis, just a different way, Brian.
Well, it clearly has been a very mild trek up to Thanksgiving as far as people being able to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. But I think people are looking at it completely different this year. What will the availability be of, like, you know, walking the golf courses or being outside on the bike trail, those kind of things? Will you be looking at that differently this winter than you have in the past?
We sure will. The bike trail, actually, for the first time, you know, our insurance carriers have – they've really frowned on cleaning the bike trail during snow time. So this winter, we're going to open the bike trails up. We'll be out on those regularly, maintaining them. The golf courses, you know, Hickory Point Golf Course, the last day of operation for this season will be this coming Sunday. So walking out there, go out, park your car, and take a long walk. We now have a bike trail, Well, you could use it as a bike trail. We have a trail all the way around Hickory Point Golf Course now. So people will really be able to utilize that as for walking, jogging, you know, all those kinds of things. Redtail Run will be our golf course for winter golf. And by the way, Brian, golf continues to thrive this year. It's been just outstanding. Last Thursday, you know how windy it was last Thursday. The parking lots were both where they're full. People just want to be outside. They want to be engaged, and golf has really been a beneficiary of that.
Well, it's a safe way that people can get out and get out to nature and do some things. Now, let's talk a little bit about, because there's no ticket required for children under two or free, but there is this deal you have going that I think is going to be really cool. It happens a couple of weekends, but you need to make a reservation. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing at Hickory Point Golf Course with the trees on the tees, a festival of trees with a twist. How do people sign up for this?
Well, you can go to www.decatur-parks.org, get online. It's almost like making a tea time. We're really going to stress masks. We're going to stress social distancing. We really want everybody to be safe, and we want everybody to be out, walk the golf course, look at the trees. You know, one of the real benefits, Brian, is some of the trees are already lit up. And the Hickory Point Villages are right across from the golf course. And we've had a couple of calls from residents just so enthusiastic about this kind of an event over there. So those are good things to hear. It will be a little different. We want everybody to be safe, but everybody come out and just enjoy the season.
All right. And where do they register?
At www.decatur-parks.org.
Okay, I was looking for that.
Or they can call the office, and we can help them with that.
All right, 422-5911. Perfect. And then the first hour is going to be dedicated to walkers, correct?
It is.
And then you'll take carts out after that.
Both. The second 2 hours will be for carts and walking, but the first will strictly be walking. And we encourage you, if you have smaller children or anything like that and want to walk, please come out early and get that walk in through the trees.
Okay. What about sledding when we eventually get snow? Is that allowed anywhere?
Absolutely. Scoville Park West, as we call it now, the old Scoville Golf Course, as you well know, some nice hills out there. We really encourage people to come out, sled, cross-country ski. I think one of the opportunities for cross-country skiing might be the new cart path at Hickory Point Golf Course. The Conservation District has long had a cross-country ski experience out there where you can rent the skis. And I know we've had some conversations with them about could somebody, they rent the skis, could they utilize those skis at Hickory Point as well as the Conservation District? So, another example of two agencies working together to create experiences.
Great stuff, Bill. Stay safe. Have a great Thanksgiving. Our best to the family. Bill Clevenger, the Executive Director of the Decatur Park District.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.